It was an early morning barroom, and the place just opened up. And a little man come in so fast and started at his cups. And the broad who served the whiskey, she was a big old friendly girl. And she tried to fight her empty nights by smiling at the world. And she said, "Hey, bub, it's been a while since you've been around. Where the hell you've been hiding and why you look so down?" But the little man just sat there like he'd never heard a sound. The waitress, she gave out a cough, and acting not the least put off, she spoke once again. She said, "I don't want to bother you, consider it's understood. I know I'm not no beauty queen, but I sure can listen good." And the little man took his drink in his hand and he raised it to his lips. He took a couple of sips and he told the waitress this story. "I am the midnight watchman down at Miller's Tool and Die. And I watch the metal rusting and I watch that time go by. A week ago at the diner I stopped to get a bite, and this here lovely lady, she sat two seats from my right. And Lord, 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 she was alright. Oh, she was so damn beautiful that she'd warm a winter frost. But she was long past lonely and well nigh under lost. Now I'm not much of a mover or a pick-em-up easy guy, but I decided to glide on over and give her one good try. And Lord, 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 she was worth a try. Tongue-tied like the schoolboy, I stammered out some words, but it did not really matter much, 'cause I don't think she heard. She just looked clear on through me to a space back in my head, and it chained me in the silence as quietly she said, 'If you want me to come with you, then that's all right with me, 'cause I know I'm going nowhere, and anywhere's a better place to be.'" Anywhere's a better place to be. I drove her to my boarding house, and I took her up to my room. And I went to turn on the only light to brighten up the gloom. But she said, "Please leave the light off. Oh, I don't mind the dark." And as her clothes all tumbled around her, I could hear my heart. The moonlight shone upon her as she lay back in my bed. It was the kind of scene I only had imagined in my head. I just could not believe it, to think that she was real. And as I tried to tell her, she said, "Shh, I know just how you feel. And if you want to come here with me, then that's all right with me. 'Cause I've been oh so lonely, loving someone is a better way to be."
did not want to share her with the world or break the mood. So before she woke, I went out and brought us both some food. I come back with my paper bag to find that she was gone. She'd left a six-word letter saying it's time that I moved on. The waitress took a bar rag and she wiped it across her eyes. And as she spoke, her voice came out as something like a sigh. She said, I wish that I was beautiful, or that you were halfway blind. And I wish I weren't so doggone fat. I wish that you were mine. And I wish that you'd come with me when I leave for home. For we both know all about loneliness and living all alone. And the little man looked at the empty glass in his hand, and he smiled a crooked grin. He said, I guess I'm out of gin, and I know we both have been so lonely. And if you want me to come with you, then that's all right with me, 'cause I know I'm going nowhere, and anywhere's a better place to be. Thank you.